Thank you, my river friends. I spent last weekend with chosen family on their land, quote, where the bluegrass touches the mountains in eastern Kentucky. They own a holler, a small valley surrounded by ridgetops with water from springs along the tops all the way around the ridgetops. And those springs, they make little streams, right, along the top steep parts, and then they join together to create a creek. And the creek flows out of the holler and joins other creeks on a route to the Kentucky River. This time of year, the water level is pretty low, but I still got to spend as much time as I wanted with my feet on the stones in the water. This is my happy place. And as I walked the creek with my friend Jay, we mused to each other about how the stream bed had changed since my last visit this past spring. There were trees down across the creek. The soil that had held their roots was undercut by the rushing water after heavy rains. So the trees got the bottoms sucked out from under them and fell across the creek. There were places that I had piled stones as one of my practices when I'm there. And one of those places was completely obliterated, completely, by this huge outwash of silt and rock that had been carried down in one of those rains. And then there were several places where the course of the stream bed had visibly shifted. I could see where the curves were different. And there were places that had been really deep pools, like up to here, that were filled in with stones. So there was only this much water running over them. We noticed the patterns of water wear on the chunks of sandstone, some of which I take home with me every time I visit, and some of which are actually here this morning. Where was I? And about how there's smaller versions of the watersheds created by the streams carving out the hollers. If you look at the patterns in some of these rocks, they look like these dendritic forms. We smiled together a little at the really obvious metaphor of how change is the only constant in life as we're walking through this agent of change. And we talked about the changes in our lives since we'd last seen each other, and there were many. I'm thinking about that now as we come back together after summer travels, as we've been slowly coming back together amidst the ever-changing conditions and responses to a global pandemic. This coming back together looks different this morning from those of earlier years, just like all of our interactions do these days, both within this community and out in the world. Just like the stream bed, just like the rocks with water patterns etched into them, none of us will ever be quite the same as we were before. And neither will the communities that we're part of, including this one. This was true before COVID. Every time someone new walks into a community, that community changes, right? This is constant. It's just that much more apparent now. And it's completely natural, which isn't completely comforting. Mandy is right. It's uncomfortable and sometimes hard to change our own selves in response to what's around us, like the stream in that story. We want stability. We want control. We want our feet firmly planted under us. And that's why we're here. That's why we're here in community. Not just any community, but this community. Because this is a community where we build a love, where we support each other when it's hard, where we create spaces where we can share all these things, where we can be open and scared and hopeful and glad all at the same time together. And where we create spaces where we can share all of those things and create practices that sustain us. And where we co-create new ways of being We've been doing that for 2.5 years and beyond. Co-create new ways of being in response to the ever-changing times, and where we reach out to make a world where all can thrive. This is our faith community. I'm so glad to be able to welcome you home to it this morning. In recognition that we can indeed slip into the flow of the river that is our lives, as Lynn Unger wrote, in shared community, please join in singing our next song, hymn number 1015, I Know I Can. If you're using the hymnal, please know that we've changed some of the words in verses 3 and 5 to broaden the original gender binary language. The new words are up on the screens. Friends. And so now, grounded in love, in awareness what each of us brings to this day and to this community to help us go on, and in awareness of the lives of our human siblings, let us bring forth our waters and combine them. For those of you who are new or visiting, the Water Communion is a ceremony that symbolizes our coming back together as the summer ends. We bring water from the places of our lives that hold deep meaning for us to blend together in a common bowl representing our community. If you haven't brought water, don't despair. I keep trying to make eye contact. If you haven't brought water, don't despair. We have a pitcher here that you can pour from. It's the larger one on the table here. We save our communal water to use during ceremonies throughout the year. In a moment, I'll invite all of you who want to pour water into the bowl to come forward, one by one or with your group, slowly, mindful of the space where others are in the room, we can take our time with this. After you pour, you can return to your seat, or you can move to the pulpit in front of the pulpit there, and you can pin your water drop note onto it with one of the pins that are on the corkboard, which you'll see when you get there. I will start by pouring a little of the water left from last year's bowl in the name of the love that holds us all. If you're attending virtually this morning, I invite you to take a sip from the glass of water that you've poured and share in the chat something that's meaningful to you about water that you have been in contact with recently. Please come forward now with your water and your water drop note. This blended water is blessed. Blessed by the many hands that have brought it and by the act of our merging our individual drops into a common vessel. I invite you now to turn to a neighbor, share with each other for a few moments what's meaningful to you about the water you brought or that you had contact with recently, and I will sound the singing bowl when it's time to come back. And sharing is always optional. I invite you now to settle into a few moments of quiet. Close your eyes or unfocus your gaze. Come back to your breath, moving in and out of your lungs the way we started this morning. And recall to your mind the body of water that held the water that you poured or drank today. It might be where you collected the water, or it might be one of our local lakes or streams. It might be the groundwater that supplied the water to your tap. It might be the rain that supplies that groundwater. Breathe in and out. Remember the moisture that enters you from the air and that you release from inside you into your mask. Recall the sound of the rain on the roof last night, the feel of the dishwater in the sink, the smell of wet grass, the taste of a glass of ice water on a hot day. Take another breath and let it out in gratitude for the water that is so needed by all living things and that connects us all. And then one more breath in gratitude for our presence here together, together in all the ways, for this community and the larger community around us, for all the people who have reached out to help neighbors known and unknown, as we have faced and will continue to face the unpredictability of the new normal that we are building together. This is our river that flows from all of our different ways of being, whose essence does not change, though its form does. May we remember, as we come back to journey together again, this river that we create, how it flows with time, and how its sustaining power comes from all that we pour into it. I invite us into a few moments of quiet and shared awareness of our own spirits, the presence of those around us, and the presence of those watching. May it be so. May we be so.